There we go, stretching. Thank you, everybody. Good evening. Oh, it's our last Friday Night Live of the new, of the last, of the 2023. It's the year is flying by. The year is flashed by like Ezra Miller on the run. And let's get to your question. Hi, Steph. Is IQ the Achilles heel of socialism / communism? One of the most forbidden topics today is IQ. Is the reason simply that it's the left's greatest weakness? It seems to me that left-wing ideas fall apart in a world where IQ is understood by the majority of people. So IQ, of course, and educational attainment, IQ and income are very closely related. I think you can do a lot with IQ, and certainly wisdom is better than mere raw intelligence. I would rather be wise than smart, because wisdom leads to virtue, leads to happiness. Intelligence leads to income, which often leads to corruption. But what IQ does is it helps us understand disparities in outcomes between individuals. And this gives us some understanding and some peace and some grace to recognize that, you know, people who aren't good singers won't be fronting any rock and roll bands. They won't be featured doing solos at the Metropolitan Opera. And that's fine, right? There's more to life than IQ. There's more to life than income. And so it is important to understand IQ. But one of the problems with IQ is that it undermines the guilt mechanism. Like if you do well in life, you've worked hard, you've got a high IQ. Some of that is just good luck, right? You understand? Some of that is just good luck. And you should be grateful for that good luck. You should be gracious about that good luck. And I think for me, the study of IQ brings a great deal of humility in that, you know, obviously I've got a couple of brain cells rattling around the old noggin, and it helps me to be humble and to not take the accidental gifts of nature as somehow foundational to my value as an individual, right? Like, what are we worth? Are we worth our brain matter? Nope. Because what is philosophical must be earned, right? If it's not earned, it's in the realm of biology, right? If it's in the realm of biology, that's a fine study and all of that, but it's not in the realm of philosophy. Philosophy is about free will, empiricism, and most notably, virtue. A virtue has to be something that is earned. If it is a virtue to be tall, it's biology and genetics. It has nothing to do with philosophy. And so philosophy focuses on what you can earn, which means what you can change, and it focuses on happiness, and there is no greater path to happiness than the pursuit of virtue and the achievement of virtue. But really, it's the pursuit of virtue, because that's all you can, you know, like you can pursue health, but you can't achieve it directly. You can have good health habits and so on. So for me, the study of IQ brings humility. It also means that if you are gifted in terms of intelligence, you should recognize your good fortune, that you didn't earn it, and therefore it should be as much as possible turned to the good of humanity. And it should also give us patience with people who aren't quite as smart, that they're not lazy, they're not, I wouldn't even call them dumb or anything like that. I think that's kind of insulting. They're just